Actually, I guess the purpose
we call, really, say a boy is a teenager and he's growing up really fast and he's all arms and legs and he can't walk into a room without knocking over.
Awkward.
What do you call a person who never spent a cent?
Tightwad.
Have you ever used the word common to describe somebody?
Oh, for sure.
And what do you mean by that?
Low class.
Anything more?
Well, I've used it,
What do you mean by low class?
Well, not really relating to any sort of social status, but, you know, like when I was out in Oregon and my brother was eating a can of potted meat on crackers, I said, that's really common. And he says, poor people have poor ways.
Job turned out poor, and the intellectual was taking
his well, he's not turning out poor.
Oh, it's not?
No. See, I do the work and ship him the money out of the trust fund. Also, his wife has a lot of money, or her folks do anyway.
And they send him some
stuff. Yeah. Good work if you can get it, you know?
Yeah, right. if an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite
hale.
Okay.
Hale and hearty.
How about as a young person who's always moving around and always on the go? How would you describe him?
More active.
Well, I personally,
you might say, I want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
Okay. Any other words?
What they get?
Scared.
Stand.
A person who gets afraid easily is kind of
paranoid.
Okay.
Will that do?
That's great. A place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is.
A dark road alongside a graveyard.
Too many people. Is
a crowd. Too many people.
Too many people.
Yes.
Hard enough.
T.O.
Okay.
Many people, a place like a dark road along the graveyard. Would you say scary?
Oh, I thought you were just a term for the word. Scary, yes.
You might say she isn't afraid now, but she
was afraid.
How about the old gray mare she knew where she
used to be?
Someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and leaves the door unlocked and say he's awful.
Trusting.
It's the opposite of careful.
Careless.
If somebody you know is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you might say to him, don't be so
set in your ways.
All right. What would you say if somebody, if you knew somebody who lost his temper when anything went, peaceful thing went wrong, somebody who never got a joke, somebody, you might say he's awfully
ill-tempered.
Okay. Would you say touchy?
Only about a specific area.
Well,
oh, okay.
You know, he could be touchy about something and easygoing about something else.
And then you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get.
I didn't know he'd get.